Hi, this is Julie.
This is Liz.
This is Sheila.
This is Monica.
This is Leanne.
We are the Satellite Sisters.
You are listening to Satellite Sisters to Go.
You are listening to the Satellite Sisters. So happy to be with you here today, Sunday, September 8th. I'm Leanne Dolan in Pasadena, California. I am joined by two out of my four sisters, Liz Dolan in Santa Monica, California. Hey, Lizzie.
Hey, it's just beautiful here this weekend. Hate to be a broken record on that, but I was out for an early morning walk along Ocean Avenue, and I was away all week. So posting photos on my Facebook page about the beautiful city where I was, but it's just as beautiful back home here in Santa Monica, Leanne.
All right, and we're going to hear all about your trip to Madrid. Can't wait to hear that. Julie, you were also in Europe this week, which makes me really feel like a schlub because I literally barely left my house. But, Julie, you were in France this week, I understand.
May we, Leanne, yes. And I am just overwhelmed. Actually, I think I was suffocating because I brought back too many packets of lavender sachets in my suitcase. And I was over, I've been overwhelmed. I've been choking and coughing all morning. But I think once I send them off in the mail to you all as little gifties from your sister, that I'll be feeling much better.
Okay. It does have a soporific effect, lavender. So try to keep your eyes open during the podcast, y'all. All right, we have some updates on the missing sisters. Liz, you know where Monica is today.
Yes,
she?
What's I have Monica update, and I have to say, it's totally legitimate. She said, I'm not going to be able to do the podcast today. Going to the Sunday walk group at the gym in the morning. You know, like many of us, she has been trying to recommit. But then I start the prep for my colonoscopy at noon. So she has a colonoscopy tomorrow. I think we have to totally cut her slack today. She wrote, I'm hungry already and can only have clear liquids today and tomorrow. Have some fun-looking orange Jell-O in the fridge for later. So that's Monica's plan today.
Okay, and
that's
he did try to connect with Sheila to no avail. There are no words. We don't understand. But I did get a text update. So I'm just going to read the text as is. Updates. Number one, great class, no air conditioning. Okay.
It has been, just have to use our imaginations what that would have been.
And I can tell you it was 104 here on Friday. One day this week, I will confess, Thursday, I was actually writing. I was typing, and I fell asleep at my desk. That's how hot it is. So, I can only imagine Sheila in a class with third graders. Okay, two, wore Brazilian Pereira Liz gave me every day for the last 2 weeks at home. Slept in it and ate in it. Did laundry in it. Doubles as a sheet to sleep on in the heat. Liz, what is that? What did you give her?
Well, it's, you know, on the beach in Brazil, they sell just those pareas, but it's the print that is the Brazilian, the Copacabana beach tile work. So it's just the black and white kind of wraparound thing. So it's basically like beach towel. It's everything she just said. It's, you do it all in Brazil dressed like that. So why can't you do it all in Pasadena dressed like that?
Well, she's doing it all in South Pass. And then finally, huge update. It was a group. I felt it was a group event. Diane and I. Reaching the shores of Florida. So exciting for all the Satellite Sisterhood, particularly because Sheila had that up close and personal experience with her in the locker room at the Rose Bowl. And so Sheila reports in today, she saw Diana Nyad at the pool. She stood up in her lane and yelled, congratulations.
And that would be Sheila or Diana did that.
Sheila stood up in her lane and yelled, congratulations. And then with triple exclamation points, she looked amazing. Deep, dark tan lines. Swimming to Cuba will do that. So there you go.
Wow. I cannot believe Diana Nyad is back in the pool.
I know.
Well,
that's amazing.
That's what she does. She swims. So what would you expect her, like, to play tennis after you swim to Cuba?
How about just sleep it off a little bit, Diana? Didn't you swim 3 days and three nights? Good for her. Wow. Plus, yeah. She was all over. Like, she was on the Ellen Show, which will air on Tuesday. I saw the Dr. Sanjay Gupta special when I got home from Spain on Friday night. I mean, she's been busy out doing the media appearances to explain how she did her spectacular thing. But, wow, I just assumed she was napping in between media appearances.
No, she's in the pool next to Sheila Dolan with her giant trunk that says Naiad, her giant cooler. So that was a good update from Sheila. She doesn't actually need to figure out how to work Skype. She just texted.
I know. Maybe Diana could help her with Skype. Maybe they could work it out.
I know. Okay, Julie, let's hear about the big wedding in France, because it sounded spectacular. I saw some of the Facebook photos from your friend Linda. It looked beautiful. And, you know, this was a big trip for you.
This was it. I mean, let's just recap. I went to a wedding in the south of France. This was for the daughter of my college roommate. And this had been years in the making. I mean, we had always talked about returning to France. That never happened. And then they decided to have the wedding in Aix-en-Provence. And all of a sudden, a year of planning of, like, how to get there, you know, who was going to use frequent flyer miles, you know, are we going to take a train, a bus, rent a car? We worked on ourselves, all my friends that went to the wedding. I mean, we all had new haircuts, fresh mani-pedis, and a fresh pair of Spanx. I mean, you know, this was something. But what can I say about a wedding in the south of France? I mean, you never hear people say, oh, well, I went to this really bad wedding in the south of France, right? It's the south of France. What a setting. Right. The weather, Liz, I know you rave about the weather in Santa Monica. You know what? South of France, it's better. Better weather. The locale, it's lavender fields, it's vineyards. You have Mont Saint-Victoire. This is the beautiful mountain that Cézanne painted. And the wedding took place at a villa. How about that? Leah, now you'll like this. There, of course, there was more lavender. There was beautiful rosemary. There was a fountain. There was a tent. And Roman ruins. Roman ruins. That's the other
thing. Okay, that is a nice touch.
Yeah. That is. That's cool.
They had these giant Roman arches that were lit up at night. So, I mean, it was spectacular. Other elements of the wedding were all equally as good. An extremely beautiful, bright, loving, and lovely bride. Okay, can't beat that. seems like a very charming groom, okay? They have a brilliant future together. They seem very talented and loving. So A-plus in that category. As well, they brought very attractive friends with them. Everyone at the wedding seemed of the young people. You know how it is now? I'm sad to say that I'm in the old people group, but there's like at the last couple of weddings we've been to, you know, there's like the young crowd, the bride's friends, the bride and the groom's friends, and then there's the old people. And,
us, yeah.
You know, and we're one of the old people. So I didn't actually talk to many of these young, attractive people, but they looked very good across the room, okay? Now, as you all know, families and relatives can totally make or break a wedding, right? I mean, if you got some bad relatives, or if you've got misbehaving relatives,
right.
A-plus on the relatives. Linda has lovely sisters. She has a lovely mother. The groom's family was from Canada. And who doesn't love Canadians?
Okay. Right. I get along with everyone.
Can you say a disparaging word about Canadians? No. They're super nice. They're smart. They speak English. They're funny. Okay? They're very nice. So that was all good. The relatives, very strong on that. And then what really set this wedding off was there was a sprinkling of real life French people at the wedding. Which totally upped the style factor. I mean, the people watching was really good. I don't know how they did manage to look so casually chic dressed, but they looked fantastic. You knew exactly who the French people were at the wedding. You know, I mean, well, all us Americans and us Canadians, North Americans at the wedding, we looked pretty good. But then these French came in and, well, what can I say? Well, je ne sais pas. I don't know the word. But here's the thing. There weren't too many French, which I think is also key to a fun wedding, right? So, I mean, it was an amazing experience. But on a very serious note, I think what really made this such a rich and wonderful event is my friend Linda she is an expert at being a friend. She is a true satellite sister. She's been a great satellite sister to me, but she has a network of friends for example, one person that came to the wedding was a Swedish woman named Pia and her lovely husband, Lars. Pia was an exchange student from Sweden in Linda's high school class. So that is like decades ago.
Right, 40 years ago. Right.
But Linda has stayed in touch with Pia all these years. She's gone to see her from time to time. They just have kept their connection. And so while I haven't actually seen Pia in maybe 20 years, Linda does a great job of like filling you in on the other people in her life, her neighbors, her other friends, you know, her high school friends. So all these people that really, like myself, have no business going to a wedding in the south of France, we were all there for Linda, you know, and we all had the same experience, which was we kept pinching ourselves like, we're at a wedding in the south of France. I mean, you know, there weren't many people that like regularly attend weddings, you know, international weddings. And so there was a great sense of achievement of being there. And there was it was great to be with all of these dear friends of Linda that I felt like some of them I knew very well. And then others, you know, I didn't, you know, but I felt like I knew them well. And so I think that made it a super special wedding in a spectacular place. So I know the bride and groom had a fantastic time. Here's the other thing about French weddings. They go on all night, okay? I mean, that is part of the celebration, that you celebrate to dawn. So the wedding ceremony was at 6 p.m., my husband and I, not known for being hard partiers, we left the party at 3 a.m. in the morning, okay? And the party
really?
Leon, and the party went on to 5. This is the French way. You just party all night long. In fact, they had a band there, Leon, that had replacement musicians so that when the musicians got tired of playing at, let's say, like 2 o'clock in the morning, they had a new drummer and a new guitarist and a new vocalist step in and just keep the music going.
Wow.
So that's
were they playing those awful French disco songs
playing? No. This was a totally solid cover band that just, you know, they were excellent. So no horrible French disco music. No.
Okay. Again, at the risk of sounding like Mom, that sounds like they had to keep serving a lot of meals.
Yes, there was a second meal. Well, first of all, here's the thing. Here was the key to the evening, because my husband and I were very worried, like, how were we going to stay up all night? We just didn't know how we were going to do that. But at the cocktail reception part of it, they were serving, do you know what a croque monsieur is? You know what this is?
It's like a
hot ham and cheese sandwich. They had a croque monsieur station at the cocktail reception. And I really think that was the key to our longevity, is that we were able to eat a lot of these ham and cheese sandwiches, okay? Because certainly it was France. Champagne and rosé wine was flowing at this event. But it was the croque monsieurs. They saved me. That was it. Because dinner wasn't until 11 o'clock at night. Can you believe that? I can't even believe it. But it was all good. It seemed so French and the thing to do, to eat super late and dance into the night and all of those things. So it was a great celebration. And, you know, it was worth everything to be there, because it would have been easy to just say, no, sorry. You know, oh, that sounds really good, but we can't do it. Or, wow, that's too big of a trip. I mean, everybody made a real effort to go there, and they got there by hook or by crook. And everybody was so glad that they did, because it really was a once in a lifetime opportunity. I mean, I don't think I'm going back to France for another wedding. Unless someone invites me, and then I'm ready to go and I know how to do it. But
how did the language turn out, Julie? How was your French or your international language that you outlined for us?
Magnifique. I had no problems whatsoever, because I just didn't care. And then the other thing is, in France now, like, every third person speaks English. So even with speaking French to them, they would respond in English. So, but it's no problem. The international language works so well. You know, you just have to have a few key words, a finger, a calculator, and a credit card, and you are good to go. you were good to go. But it was quite the event. So
other than the lavender sachets, did you actually exercise that credit card? Any other purchases?
We bought some L'Herbe de Provence, Liz. Bought some of that. I tried to stay away from items that would be confiscated at customs.
Yes.
So. Just a few trinkets here and there, nothing major, we did have a couple of days where we went to those incredibly beautiful and picturesque French markets and, bought a few little trinkets, but it was mainly lavender sachets and more lavender, so that's what we threw at the bride, lavender. It was wonderful. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice touch.
It was very nice. It
gets magnifique.
It gets kind of stuck in her hair, though. That's so it's small, gets a little.
Yeah, and so sticky. Lavender's a little sticky.
A little bit sticky. Yep. But, it was a great experience. And again, mainly because, because it was about friendship, more than anything. So that's
Liz, it. You went to Madrid this week. Was that about friendship?
No, it was not. Yes, by sheer happenstance, I was on another part of the continent. I was in Madrid. I work for the National Geographic Channel, and we were doing the debut of a series of the new shows for the fall. And these are international shows that we produce for the 180 National Geographic channels all over the world. But because one of the key hosts of one of the key shows, a show called Brain Games, he's Venezuelan and speaks Spanish, we thought, why don't we do something a little fun here, and we'd have the premiere in Spain. So that's why I was in Madrid, which is just the most elegant, the most beautiful city. So it was really a lot of fun. So it was a lot of work, but it's also, talk about your dinner at 11 p.m. There's a late night light. It's sort of the whole deal in Madrid. So
yes.
Do what they need to do during the day, and then they seem to go home and take naps before they go out to dinner. And it was very warm and beautiful. So we had a lot of late night dinners outside. It just could not have been more beautiful. In fact, from my first night there, Leon, I posted a photo. We were having dinner at this rooftop restaurant with a spectacular view of Madrid. And so on my Facebook page, I posted a photo of where I was for dinner. And your friend Andy, who lives in Madrid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your friend Andy saw that on my Facebook page and said, "What are you doing at City Hall in the middle of the night?" And this is one of the sad things about Spain, what they call the crisis, and that's what everybody calls it, just in conversation. Well, because of the crisis this, we're in the middle of the crisis so that. Because of the crisis, the city of Madrid and the entire government of Spain apparently is looking for any angle possible to make any money. So on top of City Hall is this gorgeous outdoor restaurant that they've recently opened. And so that attracts a lot of people, and I have a feeling it's a major moneymaker for them, and they can use everything they can get. So I responded back to Andy, "No, I was just there at the restaurant on the roof." And and his answer back was, he was reassured. He thought maybe I might be there getting married or something. And
no, that's south of France, Liz. I know how to do that.
I think he would have been insulted if I came to Madrid to get married and did not call him.
Yes, yes, that's he would have been. He would have been pro-marriage, but annoyed that you hadn't called.
Yes. So it was a good week of work, did a lot of stuff. We had people in from all over the world, so that's always interesting. But then coming home on Friday, this is my third trip to Madrid in the past 12 months, and because we have a lot of work that we do there. And I remember talking on Satellite Sisters a year ago, coming home from Madrid, I got hit by what I called the ham scam, right? In Spain, you eat a lot of jambon. En français, it's jambon. But in Spain, it's like hambo. I don't know what it is. Anyway, it's ham. It's dried ham.
You just point to what you want, right, Liz? You don't never even have to say that word, right? You just point.
Yes. No,
you want ham. They know what you, they know what that index finger means. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, can I just say tapas is totally the way to go for that too. If you don't speak the language and just little plates of all kinds of things are coming by, it's like dim sum in a Chinese restaurant where you don't have to know what anything is. It just looks delicious. So you eat what you want. So it's pretty much a week of that. But a year ago, I tried buying some ham in the duty free shop to bring home. And by the time I was clearing customs in the United States, they were like, what are you kidding? You're not allowed to bring that into the U.S. And I really felt like I was ham scammed because I bought it in the duty-free shop. Right, so that was like strike one. Strike two happened about 6 months ago. Again, I'm leaving Spain. I'm thinking, okay, no ham for me. That is against the law. So I bought two beautiful bottles of Spanish olive oil, sealed in the duty-free bag, the whole thing, you know. Again, I'm assuming if they sell it to you in duty-free, you must be able to take it through without thinking. It's incredibly obvious that obviously it's more than 3 ounces of liquid.
Right.
Which wouldn't have been a problem if I was on a nonstop flight, but because I was changing planes in London, I got that olive oil as far as Heathrow, and then they took it away from me at Heathrow.
that makes me sad. I'm sad for you.
Yeah. They really don't care what they approved at the Madrid airport. You now have these two giant bottles of things in your carry-on, and it's too late to check it because you whatever. So that was strike two. So this week I decided I am going to get something home if it kills me. And the very first night at that beautiful dinner on the roof of City Hall, the first course was those delicious Spanish white anchovies.
They are fantastico. Isn't that the
I know. Yep. And I know most people do not like them, Julie, but I love them. Mm-hmm. And I made such a point of raving over the anchovies that the next day at work, the head of the Spanish office, Pilar, presented me with a container of the beautiful Spanish anchovies.
Oh, wow.
Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. Do I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's. Okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So, PROS, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, PROS. PROS is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And PROS is spelled PROSE. pros.com/sisters. Thanks, PROS. Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leanne, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience.
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah, any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leon, they have already frame bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the frame bridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and FrameBridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but FrameBridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds
like... you're going to be happy, okay? That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or see a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's FrameBridge.com. Thanks, FrameBridge.
How big is this container, Liz? I'm trying to get a picture.
Not big. Not big. I would say about as big as my hand.
Okay, good. Good.
So I kept it in my mini bar all week, you know, because it needed to be like vaguely refrigerated. And so I was so worried all week that I was going to leave and forget it in the minibar, but I did not. I got it home. It's back in my fridge now. And tonight I'm going to dinner at a friend's house. It's just sort of burgers in her backyard. But now I'm thinking, okay, what can I make with the anchovies that will be a delicious little appetizer? So you girls have any suggestions?
Because yes, I have just here. Just put them on a plate with toothpicks, Liz. Don't do anything to them. They're delicious just as the way they are. Yep.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Less is more. That, however they serve them to you in Spain, try to serve them like that.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Because the thing is, you know, 2/3 of the people in the world will just not eat anchovies anyway. So the idea of dressing them up, hiding them in something, that doesn't do any good. People, you know how people like sniff out the slightest anchovy in a Caesar salad and that's it? This whole Caesar salad is off limits to them. So yeah, I'm thinking the way they served it, it was like a little crostini with just the anchovy on top. I think I'm going to go that way.
Yeah, so that sounds good. Maybe a little chopped tomato or something.
Yeah.
A little something.
Something like that. So there you go. The success with the anchovies after having gone down in flames with the ham scam and the olive oil paste. So
you certainly didn't declare them as you were coming into the U.S. You just kept walking. Is that my understanding of how you?
Well, Julie, as a citizen who has that special global entry where I can just use my fingerprints to get through customs and things, yes, without having to have too much conversation with customs officers.
Yes.
I wouldn't want to admit that that is what I did to you, because then I might put my global entry status in some kind of jeopardy.
Right.
But
right.
Anyway, I made it through. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay, Liz, that's good.
I made it through. It was not an issue when the time came. So there you have it. But okay, so having spent all week in Madrid, which, as I say, I think Barcelona has stolen Madrid's thunder. Have you noticed this? That, like,
yes,
Barcelona is like the cool place to go now, and nobody goes to Madrid anymore. And I'll admit, Barcelona is a fantastic city. And Barcelona has the advantage of being on the ocean, which is always nice for any city, right?
Right.
So on the Mediterranean, good place to be. But you should not overlook Madrid, people, because that is one gorgeous, elegant city with people who are just incredibly nice and, by the by, could use the business. Which is why I was really rooting for them to win the Olympic bid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was the announcement, 3 cities in the finals, Madrid, Istanbul, Tokyo. Just like I feel so bonded with my Spanish brethren, I was really hoping that Madrid would pull it out. And not only did they not win, they got knocked out like in the first balloting, which made me very sad for them. So
They could have used a little pick-me-up.
Yeah.
Just even make it to the finals, even if they weren't going to go through.
I know. Yes. Did they have to be the first one knocked out? You know, I just thought they do really need a pick-me-up. I would say this. You can feel it, that the crisis weighs on everyone all day, every day, and they're not sure how they're going to get their way out of it, but at least coming a little bit closer in the Olympic bid. But I noticed today they announced the Spaniards are just going to pick themselves up, dust themselves off, and try again. But it was Barcelona that announced this morning that they're going to bid again.
So, well, that was a great Olympics, though, 1992. So
well, do you think
maybe that's the key.
Yeah. Do you think because they had recently had it that that's one of the reasons why they didn't want to give it to Spain again?
I don't know. That was 1992. That seems like a long time ago.
Yeah, it's like,
you know,
I think all three locations, Istanbul, Madrid, or, you know, Tokyo, are fantastic locations, and they each would have brought great things. But I'm pretty happy that the Olympics are going to be in Asia. I think Asia is just such a wonderful place to visit, and the culture is so interesting and so different than ours that I'm sure it will be a very rich event. You know, there will be a lot of ceremony. It will be visually really interesting. So I think it will be good that it's in Japan.
I agree. You know, we've all been to the Olympics. I've been to a lot of Olympics, winter and summer, all over the world. There's just no such thing as a bad Olympics.
Sochi, it's coming up, Liz.
Okay. I'm willing to give Sochi a chance, Julie.
Okay.
I'm skeptical that Sochi is really going to be the spirit that we're used to. But whatever. So Japan, congratulations. Good for you. 2020. We know we'll all be watching. We'll all be watching, of course.
And Spain, there's always tomorrow. That's what I think, you know, we'll go visit Madrid, Liz. If you feel like that's part of the things that we should be doing, I think all the Satellite Sisters can start booking trips to Madrid. Okay, there you go. Hey, while we're in Asia, just a quick update. This is a poll that sort of a spot poll I would like to take among Satellite Sisters. And you can go to our Facebook page and register. Here's the question. Dennis Rodman. Is he an idiot or a spy? What do you think? Okay, many of you have seen in the news and you have sent word to me that Dennis Rodman made yet another trip to North Korea. And he made another, you know, he's there, you know, with a big publicity meeting with now Kim Jong-un, the grandson of, you know, dictator. What is he? Is he just an idiot that is so hungry for publicity that he no longer can get in the U.S., so he has to go spend time with one of the most notorious and worst dictators in the world? Or is he actually working for the United States? Is he a tremendously courageous patriot that is helping the U.S. In North Korea? What do you think?
Well, first of all, I think that's a fantastic movie, what you just described there. I see that as a comeback vehicle for Eddie Murphy, as a comedy.
Okay.
That being said, I think he's an idiot.
Okay.
I wish he was a spy. I think he's just an idiot.
Okay. All right.
Here's my position. I'm assuming because he's always been an idiot that he's still an idiot, right? I'm agreeing with Leanne. I think this is just an idiotic person. If he is a spy, oh my, my, that is, would be a sad state of affairs, you know?
Well, he has spent more, he's one of the few Americans that spent as much personal time with this new young, dangerous leader than anyone in the U.S. So,
okay, well, that is scary. Did you see that story about him a couple weeks ago, Julie, that he had his ex-girlfriend assassinated? That was a story I saw in the Huffington Post one morning, and I meant to ask you about it, but it could have been when you were already away.
Yes, and it was posted on our Facebook page as well. Yes, I mean, again, that I think the idea people want to dismiss these North Korean leaders as, you know, that this is some big joke, they're just some freaks show. No, these are horrible people. And, you know, and they, what they are perpetrating on the people of North Korea is a human rights violation. So the fact that he had his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend assassinated, I am not surprised. I am not surprised about any of that. And I believe it's probably true.
Julie, what do you think about Dennis Rodman? Idiot or spy?
I think maybe he could be a spy. I really do. I think that he is hopefully providing the U.S. with some valuable information. In spite of this,
see, that just makes me laugh right there. I mean,
that's okay. What I think. That's what I think.
Okay.
All right. But you can weigh in on your own opinions. Okay. Idiot or spy, Dennis Rodman, let us know.
All right, let's totally switch gears here, girls, from international travel to what came into my mailbox this week, because I didn't go anywhere. Did I mention that? Nowhere. But I did get yesterday something very exciting and meaningful to all Satellite Sisters, and that is the Chico's 30th anniversary catalog. Now, you know we love the Chico's. You know, we have all turned to Chico's in moments of panic, in moments of vacation, in moments of that unfortunate weight gain. We have all gone into Chico's, and we have scored, have we not?
Yes. Yes, yeah. For sure.
And we admire their business sense and their acumen. And we did have the opportunity to work with Chico's a while back when we were on the Oprah tour. We have had time up close and personal with Chico's, getting to know their master stylist, Cher, Canada. So we love the Chico's, don't we, girls?
We love it. Love it.
And we love We love the people at Chico's. It's not just the style. They're super nice people.
So I thought I would go through the 30th anniversary catalog and pick out one thing for each of the Satellite Sisters. Now, I'm not going to buy these for you. You have to go yourself.
That's so thoughtful of you, Leanne.
I know it's your birthday coming up, Liz, so I'm going to tell you what you should go buy yourself, okay? So I'm going to start with the sisters that aren't here, okay? Because I've got something for everyone. First of all, I think we can all agree that only two of the Satellite Sisters, two of the five, can actually wear the color teal. That would be Julie and Monica. So according to the Chico's 30th anniversary catalog, teal is the color of the season. So I would like to suggest that Monica go pick herself up a delicate Camilla cardigan in teal. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's good. I think she looks good in bright colors. And so that's good thinking, Liam.
Okay. And then now, you know, they like to give us fashion advice in the Chico's catalogs. So one of the pieces of fashion advice they're sharing this week is wow your week, Liz. That's wow. What Chico's wants us to do. Wow your week.
Does that involve rolling up my sleeves and putting on
They want you to take iconic separates that take you from morning meeting to evening fun in fabulous style. Wow your week. And you know what, sisters? There's none of us that could wow her week a little bit more than our sister Sheila. Because I have had the pleasure of seeing what she wears to work on Fridays when she stops off at my house after teaching. And she could use a little wow in her week.
Really?
That's all I'm saying.
Especially by Friday?
Yeah. So I'm going to be bold. I'm going to suggest that Sheila indulge as part of the 30th anniversary collection in the faux leather shirt. I think the students and parents in her class would be wowed if she showed up in a faux leather shirt on Fridays. So
I think she could probably work in that Pareo thing as well. But
imagine it, Julie. Wow. That would wow your week, wouldn't it?
I think she's going to have to wait till the air conditioning comes back on in her classroom now.
Okay.
Leather. Well,
that's Liz, awesome. It's faux leather. It's faux leather.
Still
it's faux leather.
Sticky. It sounds very sticky.
Okay. Now, Liz.
Yeah.
I know you love the Chico's. I know you head in there when you're going on a long trip and you need some fresh shirts that don't have small stains on them. Isn't that true?
It's just easy to shop there. There's actually one within walking distance of my home.
Well, I want you to head right over there this afternoon, Liz, because on, let me get what page this is in the catalog. Well, they don't have page numbers in the catalog, but about midway through the catalog, Liz.
Yeah.
There is a tunic that it pretty much says Liz Dolan. Of course, it's called the Veronica tunic, but it really should be called the Liz Dolan tunic because it's softly chic. And that's you, Liz. Softly chic, Veronica top. It's a silky feel, so not actual silk, just silky feel tunic, Liz. Machine washable, imported. And Liz, I think you could get them in all four solids and the leopard print. I mean, I think you could. So
Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, yeah, I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. Butcher Box gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free-for-year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox. Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life, aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the mega moisture duo.
Yes.
You can literally see your skin get firmer. And it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz, your youthful yeah. glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea.
That would be good for you, Liz, because you leave clothes in all sorts of hotel rooms all over the place, right? So if you had multiple shirts, that could really help you out.
You think you could pull that off just wearing the same thing every day? Could that become your iconic thing? Like, could I be the person that wore the same shirt every day but in a different color?
Is that Liz, it would wow your week. I mean, head over. I'm sorry. Okay. And it's not leopard, it's cheetah. So even more. You could be a cheetah girl, Liz.
Okay.
That's, I'm telling you, you'll want to wear, get every single one of these colors. They're just basic colors. It's a nice price point for you, Liz. Uh-huh. Head on over, Softly Chic Veronica top. And then Julie, you know what they say at Chico's. Well, this is what they said in the catalog, and I quote, "We think of leopard as a solid." So
that's a really bold thought, Leanne, because I don't. But I guess I could. I guess I just should embrace
Open your mind. Open your mind, Julie.
Okay.
We think of leopard as a solid. Okay. And Julie, I believe you are the only sister that could think of leopard as a solid and pull it off. You have a cute figure.
Okay.
You have some opportunity to wear leopard as a solid there with your international traveling life. And let's face it, don't you want to spice things up a little bit?
You mean I'm as the oldest sister? Is that what you're saying, Leanne? That
maybe all you have left, Jewel, leopard as a solid. I just want to embrace it.
Just become one of those women of a certain age that wears leopard as a solid. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
All I'm saying, Julie, is there is a sheath dress on page 5. And you know how Chico's loves the statement necklace, yes. Right? We know that.
Yes.
You know Chico's, they're belt believers.
Yes.
They like belts. They like to push up their sleeves. We've been told that that makes us look taller if we push our sleeves up. Julie, they have encapsulated all of those things and leopard print in a single dress.
My goodness. I didn't think it was possible to pack so much wow into one item, Leanne. But I can see that's the one for me. I like all of those items. Dresses, yeah. Belts,
and it's
necklaces.
All, it's like it's leopard on the bottom, but then there's a belt in right in the dress. It's a print. And then, you know, those like kind of faux Hermes prints with the jewels and everything.
Yes.
Oh, that's the top of the dress.
Okay.
And then it's 3/4 sleeves. And I'm telling you, Julie, everything you know to be true about Chico's is in this one dress. And I think you can pull it off.
Okay. Well, I hope.
What have you picked out for yourself?
Yes. Liam? What did you pick out for yourself, little sister?
You know what? I have a few more. I have a few more book things. You know, I have a very busy September. I'm coming to Dallas. I'm going to Baton Rouge. If you're in the Los Angeles area, I will be at the Pasadena Public Library on Thursday night. I'll be in La Cañada the following week. I have a very busy speaking September and October, and I could use some unstoppable sparkle. And so. I mean, couldn't I?
I need to be unstoppable.
I'm laughing,
but who doesn't love a little sparkle in our life? And it's so. And if it's unstoppable, I guess that's it.
That's fine.
So, don't you think some shimmering lavender gems would be good?
Oh, layers and
layers of shimmering lavender gems. So they have some very cute necklaces that I'm going to go get myself.
Okay, Leanne, I think that's a really good idea. Good.
And Julie, I have one more thing for you.
It's your usual color palette, Leanne.
It
works well with your color palette.
I just got a new lavender shirt, and so I think these unstoppable sparkles will be perfect. And Julie, I have one more note for you.
Okay.
Our good friend Cher, who worked with us on the O Tour, she is going to actually be in Dallas.
At the
Chico's in Dallas, September 19th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at Preston Royal.
I know just where it is, Leanne. I am going to see Cher. I'm going to go buy that dress and then go talk to Cher. What do you say? The 19th? Okay. I'm going to be there. I got to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree. Go for it, man.
I want a picture of you with Cher. That's what I would like to see.
Okay. All right. Well,
you in the dress with Cher.
Okay.
In the dress. The all-in-one leopard as a solid built-in necklace belt 3/4 sleeve dress. So,
I can barely finish this podcast because the other thing about Chico's, it's open Sunday afternoon. I'm going right now. I'm going to get the dress September 19th. I'm going to go see Cher. How great.
Okay. Now, that kept me very busy this week, but as did, watching HGTV. And that's exhausting. And there's so many shows now, and you have to invest so highly in them, that I feel like I had to choose between the Property Brothers and the Kitchen Cousins, you know?
That you just couldn't have two shows where they're the two men telling you how to design your house or your kitchen. Is that what you're thinking?
That is it. And that is it. And, you know, I feel like as the Satellite Sisters, we do need to endorse either the Property Brothers or the Kitchen Cousins. It just feels like...
I agree with that. Totally agree with that.
The time is right. Now, here's a couple of things that I'm suspicious of in terms of the Property Brothers. First of all, they're too good looking. Yeah?
Yeah.
They're a little too polished. They're a little too slick. And I don't believe they do any of that work themselves. Even though they show them doing some work on television, I don't believe they do any of it. And contrary to what you said earlier in the show, Julie, they are Canadian. And I just feel like, you know, maybe some sisters from Canada could endorse them. I would like to throw my hat in the ring with the Kitchen Cousins. Now, have you seen these guys, Liz?
I have not. No. So I assume they come in and they redo your kitchen?
Yes. Yeah. But they redo your kitchen, but they're from Hoboken, Liz, okay? They represent the great state of New Jersey, but they're like nice, good-looking guys from Hoboken who enjoy blue jeans and tight T-shirts. I have no idea that Monica – I have no doubt that Monica has spent many hours with the Kitchen Cousins.
Okay, now, Leanne, I've just got to press you on this because everything you've said up until this point is absolutely true. Although I do think the Property Brothers should shave a little more. I don't go for that stubble they have.
But it's very much the stubble.
Okay, but can we just talk about the kitchens that the Kitchen Cousins actually design? You don't have any problems with those kitchens?
You know, they're from Hoboken, Julie.
What's your beef with their kitchens, Julie?
They're like wild and ugly, Liz. They do like... red kitchens. They do kitchens that would give you a nightmare. You know, they're not attractive kitchens at all. Okay. So that,
you know, they tend to be, they're kind of theme kitchens, you know, rustic Italian for, you know, in the middle of New Jersey, you have to wonder about that. So I will agree with you, Julie. I wouldn't necessarily want them to do my kitchen, but like, I wouldn't mind if they did the neighbor's kitchen. And I could just watch out the window. So, but they seem like nice guys.
Yeah.
And apparently they were instant stars on HGTV. Like someone saw a 4-minute tape of them and they ordered an entire season of their show. So Liz, if you're trying to decide Property Brothers versus Kitchen Cousins, I just suggest the Kitchen Cousins. Okay. That's all.
All right, I'll set my TiVo for that. And so I can just skip the brothers altogether.
Yeah. That's all fake. It's completely contrived, and it's in Canada. So it doesn't...
Okay.
It's not relevant.
Canadians are very nice. They're very nice people.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then moving on to the whole issue of very nice people, we got some excellent, excellent email this week. You know, you can always email us at sisters@satellitesisters.com or... you know, if it doesn't need to be so private, just post it at the Facebook group. We have a Satellite Sisters Facebook group, which is an open group. You can post whatever you want there, and then the whole sisterhood can respond. But we got two letters that I just wanted to share this week because, you know, it makes us very happy when we know that you're out there and that you're listening at all, but that listening has actually helped you in some way, of course, is super rewarding for us. So the first letter we got from Shirley, and Shirley, I'm going to not use your last name, just to protect any little privacy you may have left in this world. But she writes, "Dear sisters, without sounding stalker-like, I would like to thank you for helping me through this past year." Okay, let me stop you right there, Shirley. We've had actual stalkers. Someone who writes us a super sweet email, we're not going to put you in the stalker category. You know, so, and people put that a lot in their email, like, "I don't want to sound all stalkerish." No, like, just because you write us a letter saying that you're part of the sisterhood, believe me, we're not judging. You start showing up at our front doors, then there's a problem. Okay, so, "Dear sisters, without sounding stalker-like, I would like to thank you for helping me through this past year. I'm a longtime listener, but found myself reaching back into the archives daily these past 12 months. 1 year ago this week, I was diagnosed with endometrial cancer, and a week after that with breast cancer." Talk about a double whammy. "Neither was very advanced, so I'm extremely lucky in that regard. I was never on the receiving end of scary news from my doctors, but instead was told that the treatment would be tough, but I'd come through the other side. It did mean, however, that I was out of school for an entire year. I teach middle school chorus and music. Again, can I just say, anyone who teaches middle school chorus and music, not likely to be a stalker. We're not going to assume bad things about you. So here's the extra special part. I am fortunate to have six fabulous real-life sisters who all pitched in to help their single sister through the toughest year of her life. I never went to an infusion or doctor's appointment alone until the very end of treatment when I was well enough to drive, used to the routine, and knew all of the caregivers by name and vice versa. Listening to your podcasts, either brand new or new from the archives, relaxed me when I couldn't get to sleep because of steroids, kept me company when I couldn't open my eyes to watch TV or read a book, and most of all, gave me familiar voices to hear when I needed it. The cancer has all been removed after three surgeries, chemo, and radiation, but I still have a problem. Now I can't fall asleep unless you all are telling me a story, rehashing the latest news, or giving me a lab rats report. That's a problem I can handle. Thank you. So,
oh my gosh.
Shirley, we are so happy that you made it through the year. We're so happy that you have your own six real-life sisters who can help you through, and of course, that we can help too. That is so the spirit of the Satellite Sisterhood. You know, I know we've all been involved, Julie and Leon, you know, we've all been involved with friends who are going through this kind of treatment, and it is important to have someone be there with you, take you to appointments, just to have that company. So, Shirley, if we were that company for you, then that makes us very, very happy. Then there was another extremely nice email from, hang on, I'm just calling this up, from Jill. Jill from Anaheim, who writes a lot. She wanted to make sure that we knew that Diana Nyad was about to reach the beach in Cuba. So she wrote this when on the very day that that the swim was ending. And she wrote, that victory might put her closer to her nude bathing suit dreams. So for those of you who have not heard Sheila's locker room encounter with Diana Nyad, it is posted on our Facebook page again, and it is our June 16th show. If you want to find that in iTunes, it was Sheila one-on-one with Diana Nyad long before the whole world knew about what Diana Nyad was up to. Anyway, so Jill goes on, speaking of dreams, I hope Sheila's bamboo dreams made it to Pinterest by now. As a veteran kindergarten teacher, I'm concerned that the fire marshal is going to make Sheila tear down her boards because they were backed with felt. I laughed hard when I heard Sheila describe the length she went to craft her dreams, knowing my school district gave me notice to strip my boards of fabric-backed boards. If the felt has to come down, maybe Sheila can use it to craft with her third graders. So, I don't know. Leon, your text from Sheila this week didn't give us the impression that the fire marshal said shut down her bulletin boards, did it?
No, and I can also guarantee you that Sheila will never be able to figure out Pinterest. So, based on her ability to figure out Skype, I wouldn't hold your breath for the Pinterest board.
So. All right, Jill also wanted to reassure me. I asked a couple weeks ago on the show, does anyone else out there still have landlines? And many of you do, so that makes me feel good. Jill has three landlines. So that's, I think, a special prize goes to Jill. And she can't wait to hear our new plans for the Satellite Sisters in September, which we keep hinting at. So sooner or later, we got to get organized deciding what those new plans are, sisters.
I think it's next weekend. Things are going to be happening. That's what I think it is. Yeah.
Again, I wouldn't be too excited.
So. Just a little bit of excitement.
It's a little bit of excitement. We're mixing it up a little bit. Last week's, you know, experiment with Satellite Sisters Next Gen. We might try that some more. Anyway, we'll give you the full update on that. If you had a this is Jill again. She writes, if you had a contest for most listened to hours in a day for your Satellite Sisters listeners, I would win hands down. I would also win most retelling of Satellite Sisters stories and quotes. Love to you all, Jill.
That's nice.
Jill, thank you very much. It is always nice to hear from you. And one last thing about where the Satellite Sisterhood gets together. You know, Mari, who was on our Facebook group, took it upon herself to start her own Satellite Sisters Fitness Challenge. So if you're not in on this, there's still time. It's a September group. DailyMile.com is where she has all set it up. And I just joined today. So, Mari, I'm sorry it took me so long. I've had kind of a busy month so far in September. We have 50 participants, and it's not so much a prize-driven thing. It's more a participation-driven thing. And she created a Satellite Sisters Challenge on DailyMile.com. If you use Nike Plus, which is what we used last time, Nike Plus also syncs to DailyMile.com. So you can go there yourself. You can enroll. Let's see. Our leader so far, Joe is in the lead, number one. Mari herself is number two. And Arena is number three. But we have a total of 50 participants. I personally have a total of 3 miles in there, so believe me, it's not too late for those of you who want to jump in on that. And this,
yeah,
is,
I think I can catch up to 3 miles.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, if you don't have fancy technology last time with Nike Plus, some people had a problem with that because they didn't want to buy the thing. Daily Mile, Leanne, is totally on the honor system. You can enter your own miles. And so it's good. So we all trust each other in the sisterhood, so just go there, join. Well, there are 22 days left in the September contest. We'll see how it goes in September, and then we'll figure out some sort of ongoing plan. How about that? So I'm there. Monica's there. Anyone else that wants to join there, dailymile.com, and just search on the challenge that is Satellite Sisters. So there you have it. Okay.
Excellent report. Wow, mailbag, challenges, trips to Europe, chicas.
The spot quiz about Dennis yeah. Rodman. Don't forget that.
We had it all. Had it all on today's Satellite Sisters. All right, you guys, I have to go to the open house at my son's high school. Okay. So, okay. Time to go.
Okay. Have a wow week.
Yeah, everybody have a great week. And don't forget, call your Satellite Sister.